First down, the handoff to Marlon Mack. Huge hole, 50-yard line. He's at the 40, still going, near sideline. He's at the 10, he's at the 5, and he will score. Touchdown, Marlon Mack. Touchdown, INDY. And again, it's picked off. It's Darius Leonard. Leonard with a second INT, and he's streaking down the near sideline. He's at the 40, he's at the 30, he's at the 20. He's going to go. A pick six for the Maniac.
Horseshoe is back, baby. The horseshoe is back.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of the Bring the Juice Colts podcast. Well, with the recent news of Anthony Costanzo hanging it up after 10 seasons, we thought that we should talk about the left tackle position for a second. We thought that we should talk about it, in our opinion, give our thoughts on whether or not we think the Colts should address it via free agency, or whether or not we think the Colts should address it in the NFL draft in April. So keep in mind, before we get going, this is our opinion. You may have a differing opinion, and that is totally okay. This is just our take on how we think the Colts could potentially attack it this offseason, and what we think will happen as a result, whether or not we think, you know, free agency or the draft, and how that will impact other positions that they will acquire this offseason. So without further ado, Derek, I'll let you take it away, man. This was your idea. We're going to strike while the iron's hot, talking about this left tackle position. So in your opinion, how do you think the Colts need to address this left tackle position?
Yeah, I mean, that was the big question, right? Now that Costanzo's gone, how do you organize it? Do you focus more of your energy on quarterback in free agency, or do you focus in on the draft? Because now that you know with the left tackle position, it's kind of that different way. Me personally, I would much prefer the Colts attack the left tackle position in the draft versus being in the in free agency. And the reason why I believe that is for a couple reasons. One, for the amount of options that the Colts really have at left tackle, there's really not a lot of different options. I know a lot of people said, oh, you know, Trent Williams, you know, he's going to be a free agent. He's the best one out on the market. But the problem I see with that is he's 32 years old. So you're getting a guy that's just at Costanzo's age, and you're now just saying, okay, well, you need him for another year or two. You don't know how he's going to survive that. And he's also had some injuries that have been a little bit of risque for me as well. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you're taking a roll of the dice there. I know Trent Williams is still pretty decent, but you're taking a risk on somebody that's that old, right? That's not the motto of Chris Ballard, really, to get guys that are of that nature. We have to remind ourselves, Ballard's not like that. Ballard doesn't want to do that. And, you know, we've said that this draft is going to have a lot of left tackle potential. So I think you could find a guy in the first or second round that could help with that. And I know a lot of people said, oh, we'll just move Nelson to left tackle. See, my issue with this whole notion that the Colts should move Nelson to left tackle or move Smith to right or to left tackle, it's just either way you do this, you're still going to be missing a guy. You're still going to be missing a guy. And you said it in our podcast earlier that we don't have the luxury, or the depth for that matter, to be saying we're just going to move a guy to a different spot and then just try to plug in somebody else. We don't have the depth necessary to do that. We don't, unless you decide that Danny Pinter is the guy that you want to put at tackle and then you move somebody somewhere else. But I don't think Pinter's at that point yet. So I would rather get a surefire guy at left tackle there, because also in free agency, whether the Colts want to make a trade for a quarterback or make a or sign somebody that's a free agent. I mean, some of the free agents that we have that we know are going to be different. You have Dak Prescott, who's going to be a free agent this upcoming offseason. Do we happen to get Dak Prescott? We know Phillip Rivers is going to be a free agent, but the Colts have already said we're going to try to bring him back. So we already know we at least have a guy that we know knows the offense. He's solidified. He's not a bad option. So we can go with that. You know, there's guys like Mitch Trubisky and Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, there's options There's not a lot of great options, but there's options that you could go with this. I just think when you're looking at the left tackle position, the only options you're really going to get is a couple. You're not going to get a lot of great options for a left tackle in a free agency that's going to stick around for multiple years. And also, if the Colts want to trade for somebody, we talked about it, Sam Darnold, Matthew Stafford, guys like that. There's just more options, I feel, that the Colts could go with at the quarterback position moving forward, not in the draft, than what they would if they had that same approach in free agency for the left tackle position. So I'm hoping the Colts can strike something in this free agency with the quarterback, and then you could get your left tackle in the first round, get the guy that you want at that position. Because, again, I know everyone's talking about the quarterback, but that left tackle is one of the most important positions in football. If you don't have that, then your team's going to suffer. We saw what it did to Philip Rivers this year when we didn't have our tackles in. So I'm really hoping they address it in the draft.
Okay, I'm going to play a little bit devil's advocate here. So, for example, you threw out Trent Williams. That's a name that's probably going to be linked to the Colts. What if you did a similar contract to, say, a Xavier Rhodes or one of those guys, like a veteran guy where you sign him for like a one-year deal, and then you go in and get your quarterback position? I'm not saying I do this, but that I could see that being an argument. Like, what if you just addressed it then? You're set for a year or two with Trent Williams, and then you go and get your quarterback this year, and then, you know, you have a little bit of time, you know, to develop him as well. Even if you do bring back Philip Rivers, like say you get a guy like a Mac Jones or a Kyle Trask or someone like that later on in that first round, what was your response to that if somebody brought that argument to you?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would be okay with that if you knew that Trent Williams was going to be able to come, and then you would say, and then Ballard was confident he could get whatever guy he wanted in the draft, then I could understand that argument. Because you're right, you wouldn't have to hold any ties to Trent Williams for a long-term contract. But I also, you know, you have to deal with the you have to eventually deal with the money thing, right? Because at some point, the cap space is going to get lower. And, you know, you're going to have to pay your left tackle. You got to find a quarterback, too, that's – I mean, I would rather find our quarterback in free agency to where I can transform the contract around that cap space versus a left tackle, which at some point we're probably going to have to pay big money. So I mean, I wouldn't mind if, you know, Ballard is able to find somebody that's of middle age and would be able to go for a year or two. You figure out the quarterback situation. That's only if Ballard actually addresses the quarterback situation in the draft. Because, you know, I keep seeing people say edge rusher is still more important than left tackle at this point, which I don't know how you can even say that at this point. Yeah. How is edge rusher even close? At worst comes to worst, you give Danico Autry or Justin Houston a one-year deal. At least you know you still have Kamoko Touré and you still have a guy like Houston or Autry who were close to double-digit sacks again this year. At least you know you're going to get some production out of him. You know you're not getting any production out of the left tackles you have currently, so you need to address that now.
Yeah, to go off your point there, you know, talking about defensive end, even talking about quarterback, you have, and this is my opinion now, you have options. You can bring back Philip Rivers for a year. And it doesn't mean you don't go draft a quarterback maybe like second, third round, right? Develop another guy. And people are saying, well, what the heck did we draft Jacob Eason for? I say, well, he's a fourth round pick, you know? He's not anything guaranteed. So I would address it again, honestly. I would not mind doing that if I was the Colts. And because left tackle, in my opinion, is number one priority because you have nobody else there that you can bring in. You're not going to bring back LaRaven Clark. Will Holden, you don't know. He played like one game and he was decent. Other than that, you have absolutely no one at left tackle right now. And the Colts definitely need to address that, in my opinion. And I could definitely see what you say. Like, no matter how you, whatever you do here in free agency and in the draft, you're going to have to pay either your quarterback eventually after his rookie contract expired or your left tackle. So, two of the highest paid positions in sports, you're going to have to pay them eventually down the road. So I definitely understand it's like, well, pick your poison here. which one do you want? You know, and I totally understand that. So I'm of the belief you bring back Phil for a year if he wants, depending on him. Say he wants to come back for a year. You bring him back. You're set at the quarterback position at least for another year, and you could even draft a guy. And then you fill that left tackle position in the first round, right? You get a guy. And then I can also see the argument, well, you want to win now, go get a guy like Trent Williams, right, who's a proven vet in this league. So I could go both ways. I personally agree. I'd go left tackle in the first round, though, because you need to start developing that guy now. In my opinion, you need to start doing that. You need to start getting your future at left tackle because all your other guys are fairly young still on your offensive line. So if you can find your left tackle there, if there's a prospect that's pretty darn good there sitting there at whatever, 21, I guess, is where the Colts will pick, or if you trade back a little bit, I would definitely be on board for that. I think the Colts, that should be the way they approach it, in my opinion. They should go left tackle. They should, maybe if they feel like, oh, Phil was good, but we feel like we can upgrade even more, like you said, via trade, free agency. I wouldn't be opposed to that, honestly, if they went about that way. So I totally understand where you're coming from. But yeah, I'm kind of the same belief of you. Left tackle, address the quarterback in free agency, you know, your starting quarterback in free agency, and then maybe draft another guy if you want to, and also address edge rusher as well. So I totally get where you're coming from, Derek. Did you have anything else before we wrap this one up? Quick little conversation on this, but I think we're kind of on the same wavelength here.
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple different ways the Colts can attack this, right? You mentioned it the other way with Trent Williams and then get the quarterback of the future, and then you can figure things out. I understand that completely. But my issue with that, just with that argument, and again, it just comes down to the fact that we know we have a solidified quarterback. We know if we're bringing back Phillip Rivers. We know at least he knows the system. We know we're at least we're actually pretty good when we have him at quarterback. Are we elite at offense? No. But are we good at offense? Yes, we are with Phillip Rivers. He has a year under his belt. He knows the system. At least then you can put in that left tackle of the future, hopefully, in that situation now, and then that offensive line remains well intact, and then you go and get the quarterback of your future, whoever that might be. And again, who knows? Maybe the Colts pull off a blockbuster trade this offseason and go get Stafford, or they go get Prescott in free agency, or they bring in Darnold. Whoever it is, they bring in a quarterback in free agency, then you know left tackle is the immediate need. But then, you know, maybe they do it the opposite way. There could be this. It's just all a matter of what Ballard's going to have to do here. And, you know, Ballard's just going to have to make the decision on which position do you a target first. I mean, we mentioned it last offseason. Left tackle was the first thing that he went towards. So it would not surprise me if maybe that's what he decides to do this time.
And we know the man can draft offensive linemen. I mean, heck, he drafted two really darn good ones there. Obviously, Quentin Nelson was an obvious one, but Braden Smith was a really good right tackle. So I trust him, man, and I trust his staff to find a really good left tackle replacement for Costanzo this season if they do go that route. But I also am interested. I want to see them draft a quarterback before the fourth round. Like, it's kind of like both ways. Like, you can't have it both, but I want to see it happen both ways, and I want to see the Colts find their guy and see how good he is. You know, it's kind of like, pick, like you said, like with the contract, pick your poison, whichever one. I trust them that they'll pick the right guy. It's just like, which way will they approach it? But totally hear you out there on that, man. And that'll do it for this episode, this special video here on the future at left tackle for the Indianapolis Colts. That'll wrap it up, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't yet, hit that like button, hit that sub button, all that stuff. Appreciate you guys. Looking forward to a great 2021 offseason. And as always, go Colts.